Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Ketchel. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the first part of Mishnah Chet, final Mishnah in the first Perek. Ve'en osin tachshitin la'avodat kochavim. We are not allowed to make adornments, accoutrements for Avodah Zarah. Katlaot, nzamot, nzamim, v'tavaot, all sorts of rings. Evidently, these are things used to adorn the idol itself. Rabbi Eliezer Omer b'sachar mutar. You're allowed to do it if you're doing it for pay. And we'll see what the reason for that is. Ein mochrin lahem b'mechubar lakarka. Second thing, which will lead us to the second half of Chet and to Tet, I'm sorry, which is the final Mishnah. Ein mochrin lahem b'mechubar lakarka. You're not allowed to sell them any part that is connected to the land, meaning land or trees or buildings that are connected to the land. But if it's something that's like a tree, you can sell it to them after it's cut down. You could sell it on condition that he cuts down, and that's a valid sale, that's okay. Now, the issues in this Mishnah are bifurcated. The first half is an issue of your participation in Avodah Zarah. The second half is a different issue, which we'll take a look at. Now, Minhani Mili, how do we know that you can't sell Mechubar Lakarka? First question is not dealt with. Rabbi Yossi b'Chanina, da'amar kra lo techonem, lo techot lahem brit v'lo techonem. Talking about the seven idolatrous nations, we interpret here as lo titen lahem chanaya b'karka. Do not give them any encampment in the land. That's why you're not allowed to sell them anything that's land based. So wait a second. Hi lo techonem v'ile dehachi kamar achmana. We need the word lo techonem for a whole different drasha, which is lo titen lahem chen. Don't compliment them. Don't say nice things about the Avodah Zarah. So, im kein lemakra lo techunem. If all it meant was don't say nice things about them, it would have said lo techunem. My lo techunem. Why does it use the sense that it refers to the root chet nun hey, as opposed to chet nun nun? And that is because it says lo techunem. Shpaminat tarti. Vakatim vayle, but we still need it for a third limud. Tachrachmona lo tetein lahem matana shel chinam. You may not give them a free gift. Again, the idolatrous nations. And that's learned from Lo Techonem, where the mem now becomes part of the root. Im kein lemakra lo techinem. My lo techonem. So again, this odd use of Lo Techonem shpamin akulu. So all three things can be inferred from there. Taninamiachi lo techonem lo tetein lo chayim akarka. Devar acher lo techonem lo tetein lo chayim. Good, so all three are in a braita strung together, and so lo techonem is either deliberately ambiguous enough to allow for multiple meanings, or there are three possible meanings, we're not sure which one it is, and so we apply all three. Two ways to read it, and you'll see why the second way may be suggested. Umanat chinam gufa tanoihi. The issue of giving them a free gift is not a consensus. There's a machloket tanaim. The Tanya, in Parshat Re, we read lo tochlu chol nevela la gera shebisharechatin nevachala o machor lenochri. You may not eat a nevela, an animal that died without proper shechita. You give it to the ger. This is referring to ger toshav, asher who is in your cities, or sell it to a foreigner. So ein li ela la ger menetina ulovei kochavim b'mchira. All I know is that you can give it to the ger and sell it to the pagan, as it were. Lager mechira minayin. How do I know that I can sell it to a ger if I want to? Talmud Omar, titnena o machor. In other words, if you parse it differently, instead of reading the O as a disjunct, you read o machor, meaning you can give it to the ger or sell it. And so the O becomes a disjunct within the phrasing about what to do with the ger. Sell it or give it. Now give it or sell it. Loved kochavim in tina minayin. How do I know that I could now even give it away to a pagan? Talmud Lomar, Tintnana ba'achala o machor lenochri. Just parse it differently. Leave out the Gelager Shabasharecha, stop. Tintnana ba'achala o machor lenochri. Give it or sell it to the Nochri. In other words, we're just playing with where in the Etnachta might be and putting it in three different places. Now, Nimsa'ata Omer, and that's a perfectly legitimate midrashic device. Echad ger, echad kochavim, be mintina, be mechira, divra mer. So Mer says, whether to a ger toshav or to a pagan, you can give it or sell it. So therefore, you're allowed to give a free gift to a pagan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kichtavan. He said, no, you got to read it exactly how it is. L'ger menetina ulovei kochavim b'mchira. The Torah says it very clearly. Put the etnachta where it is, put the phrasing where it is. You can give it to a ger, you can sell it to a nochri, and that's it. So Rabbi Yehuda may be motivated by the Yisur of Lo Techonem, which he reads as a prohibition of Matnat Chinam, and that's why he reads this pasuk in a more limited way. Now, Shaper Kamer Rav Meir, so why isn't Rav Meir's position good? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lacha, Yisal Kadaitach Kedam Rav Meir, if you think Rav Meir's position reading is proper, Lito Rachmana Titnana Vachala Ummachor, it should have used the conjunctive Vav and said, give it and sell it, meaning those are two options. O Lamali, why does it say or sell it? Shmamina Ledvam Kichtavan Hudat, it's there to say either this or that, and there's no mixing and matching. So what's Rav Meir's answer? The reason that it wrote it the way it did is to say that the best thing to do is give it to a ger. The next best thing to do is to sell it to a non-Jew. And then the other two options are also valid, but it put it there for precedence. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kev on the ger atam tzuvel achayoto v'chraniya atam tzuvel achayoto. Since I already know that I'm obligated to take care of and sustain and feed the ger toshav, and I don't have those obligations with regards to a Kanani, I don't need the text to tell me that it's better to give it to the ger than sell it to the goy. That's already built into the system. So why is it there? It's there to tell me only this or that, and I can't give it to him for free. Now let's go back to the second interpretation that seemed to be accepted by everyone, as opposed to the third one, which is don't say nice things about them. Messiah de la Rav, the supports Rav, Dama Rav, Asur l'adam shiomar kama na'a ovedet kochavim zu. Not allowed to say what a beautiful pagan lady that is. Now, meitave, we have a challenge. He was up on a balcony on Har Bayit. He saw a pagan woman who was very beautiful. Amar marabu masach adonai. He quoted the pasuk, your deeds are very, very beautiful and great, God. Bekiva saw Tunasrufus, who was the Roman governor, he saw his wife. Rak sichek uvacha. He spit, he laughed, and he cried. Why? Rak shaita ba'am itipasucha. Because she was born of a foul drop. Now, whether he's referring to all mankind being born that way or because she was born of Roman blood, either way, that was his reaction. Sichek, why did he laugh? Eventually, she was going to leave her husband, convert to Judaism, and Rabbi Kiva would marry her. He cried because this beauty eventually will die, so that he was taken by her beauty. That's the point of this whole story. And he even reacted publicly to it. And so that doesn't seem to fit with Rav. So Rav, he says, Odu Yehuda Kamode. He said, no, Rav said, he wasn't saying what a beautiful Oved Kochavim this is. He was giving thanks to God for his beautiful creatures, both Rabbi Kiva and Rishon Gamliel. Damar mar, haro'eh briot tovot. If somebody sees a beautiful person, Omer baruch shekachalo b'olam bar b'olamo, kachalo b'olamo. There's a bracha you say when you see somebody who's extremely beautiful or handsome. And that's it. You weren't saying, lewd way, but rather in a way of praising God. Okay, but now let's have a separate question, which is, since when are you allowed to gaze at a woman that way and to comment on her beauty? It says when you go out to the camp, you have to be very careful from anything bad. What does that mean? You're not allowed to gaze at a beautiful woman, even if she's single, or at a married woman, even if she's not so attractive. Or a woman's colored clothing. Velo bechamor, velo bechamora, velo bechazir, velo bechazira, velo beofot, bizman shenizkakin zelazera, when certain animals are having relations with each other. Vafilu maleinam kamalachamavit, even if your eyes are everywhere, like the malachamavit, we'll talk about that, nonetheless, you have to force yourself to not look. Amrolav, a malachamavit, so it's a tradition of malachamavit, shekulo maleinam, he has eyes everywhere. Bishaat pthirato ashochole, when somebody's about to die, who's sick, Omeid mi al marashotav, the Malach HaMavet stands over his head, over the bed. Chabosh tufa biyado, he has his sword drawn. V'tipash shel marat liyabo, and there's a little drop of bile at the end of the sword. Kevan shechole ra'oyoto, when the chole looks up and sees the Malach HaMavet, mizdazeya, v'techpiv, he gets scared in his mouth, opens his mouth, v'zorka l'tochpiv, and the bile drops into his mouth. Mimena mate, that's what kills him. Mimena masriach, that's why the body decomposes. Mimena paramarikot, that's why the face turns all green and everything else that happens after someone dies. So how could, but going back to the beginning, how could Rishim Gamliel make this comment, be looking at this woman to notice her beauty? The answer is Karen Savitabai. It was a corner. She turned the corner. He noticed her. In other words, he wasn't gazing at her. He noticed her. Noticed she was very beautiful and made the comment. Okay, back to the brighter that we just saw. Velo bevigdei tzeva shelisha, woman's colored clothing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, afilu shtuchin al gabei kotel. Even if the clothing is laid out on a wall, meaning not that she's wearing it, but it's just laid out for to dry. Papa uvmakir balayan says that's only if you know the woman. In other words, you just see nice clothing and nothing wrong with looking at it. Amarava dekanami tani velo bevigdei tzeva isha. Notice that Rava says if you look in the bright, you could see that because it says, and not with the colored clothing of a woman. Velo tani velo bevigdei tzivonin. It doesn't say colored clothing. It says colored clothing of a woman. Shvamina, you got to know who the woman is. Rav Chista hamili ani mili batiki. Rav Chista says, and this is only true about used clothing, where you can imagine she was wearing it. If it's new clothing, then it's not a problem. Because otherwise, how can we give the clothing to a cleaner? Because he's going to be looking at it. How come he's takel? He knows who the owner is. But that's not going to work, because after all, Rav Yehuda said, min b'mino mutar lachnis k'michol b'shoferet. If you have two animals that are proper to mate, you are allowed to even direct and engineer the coitus. So how come he's talking? How could the guy do that? He's looking at animals having relations. Ella bavite tari. He's busy doing his work. He's not going to think about it. Chram bavite tari. Same thing with the cleaner. He's not thinking about lewd thoughts. He's thinking about getting the clothes clean. So that doesn't prove anything. Back to the Malach HaMavet briefly. Mari mena mate. This bile kills. Name a pligat avura Shmuel. This would seem to be at odds with the Avram avura Shmuel, with Shmuel's father, who said, Amali Malach HaMavet. I had a conversation with the Malach HaMavet. He told me, if it weren't for my concern for COVID abriot, I would tear their simonim out and bleed them out. So in other words, it's not the bile that kills them. So Dilma, he tipa machat chalu the simonim. He said, no, maybe the two reports jibe, and maybe that one drop of bile cuts inside and doesn't bleed out outside in order to avoid the lack of COVID abriot. I said, Mimena Masriach, and the bright that said that bile is what creates the smell of decomposition. So Rochinim Makaran, that supports Rami Beirav, and Beirav, they said, Arotzesh lo Yisriach Meito, Yafchenu al Panav. He said, if you want your mate not to die, then turn him over so that his mouth won't be open facing up and won't get this bile. Okay? Tana Rabbanan, back to the pasuk that started this bright. Nishmartami called avara, avoid bad things. What's another application? Shelo yahar adam bayom ve'avol de tuma balayla. Don't think about lewd thoughts during the day that'll lead to tuma, to a seminal emission at night. Kanor Pinchas ben Yair, the famous bright from Sota, Torah mevi'ali de zihirut. The Torah leads you to care. Zihirut mevi'ali de zizut leads you to diligence. Zihirut mevi'ali de nikiyut, which leads you to cleanliness. Kiyut mevi'ali de prishut leads you to asceticism. Prishut mevi'ali de tara, to purity. Tara mevi'ali de chasidut. Chasidut mevi'ali, or kedusha, kedusha mevi'ali de anava. Anava mevi'ali de yirat chet. Ultimately, that gets you to yirat chet. Yirat chet mevi'ali de the other one, either chasidut or kedusha. Kedusha mevi'ali de ruach hakodesh. That brings you to having divine inspiration. Kodesh mevi'ali de tchiyat ha-mitim. And that will ultimately lead to tchiyat ha-mitim. And v'chasidut gudol mikulan. Of all of these traits, chasidut, piety, is the greatest. Shenemar, az dibarta v'chazon l'chasidecha. And Tehillim says, you spoke in a vision to your chasidim. Pukar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi disagreed and said, anava gudol mikulan. He said, the greatest midah that a person can have is humility. Shenemar, ruach Adonai Elohim, Allah ya'an mashach Adonai oti l'vaser anavim. God's spirit was on me, Yeshayahu says, to give good news to the anavim, to the humble. Chasidim lo namar el anavim, hamata shanava gdula mikulan. Not to come to the chasidim, but to the anavim. You see that anavim are the greatest. They are the recipients of God's nivuat. Okay, back to the Mishnah. It said, ein mochrin la'en. We said you can't sell chabar lakarka. That's Reb Meir. And Reb Yehuda said you could sell it on condition that they'll cut it. So we have the same machloka three times. Tanur, mochrin la'en ilan amanat lakutz v'kotzitz. Reb Yehuda says you could do that with a tree. Mayor says, "En rochin la ksutza." It has to be cut already. Shachat straw. I'm not like zoz. Could sell it to them on condition that they collect it, crop it. Vigozez, Rabbi Omer, Ein Mochin Le'anat L'Gzuzah, it has to be already cut. Kama, stalks of wheat, Amanat L'Gzor V'Kotzer, on condition that they harvest. Rabbi Omer, Ein Mochin Le'anat L'Gzurah, it has to already be cut. Utsricha, why do we need all three machlokot? Diyashvin and Ilan, if we only had the first one, which is the trees cutting down for wood. Pakam Rameir, maybe Rameir only says there that has to be cut down. Kivan Delo Pasid Mashilay, since he won't lose anything by keeping it around longer, he'll hold on to the tree in the ground. And he's not, has no rush to cut it down. Aval hai, dechimashi lo la pasid, but in the other cases of the straw and the wheat, if he leaves it in the ground, he loses. Then he's certainly going to cut it down right away. Perhaps he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. You could sell it to him because he's not going to leave it there. Yashvina mahani tarti, if we had these other two, which are the tree and the wheat, the mishum lo yadia shivchayu, he doesn't know how much he's going to get out of them, and so therefore he'll cut them right away. But with Shachat, where he knows how much he's got there, maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the mayor. You can't sell it to him because he might leave it around. And if you only told me, and then we just flipped the tzrichut of Rabbi Yehuda, perhaps Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the other cases because he wants to find out how much he's got, and therefore tzricha, we need all three. Ibayalu, the question was asked, what if you sell an animal, one of those animals you're not allowed to sell, like a behemagasa, and make it on condition that he shechts mahu. Hatam time of my shah Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda allow it in our cases? It's sitting in the Jew's backyard. He can't keep it around forever. I can force him to cut it. But with a behema, it's going to go into his backyard. So mashila, he'll hold on to it. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda might say, in that case, it must be dead before you sell it. Or maybe it's the same din. If you may sell it on condition he shechts, that's fine. The same machloket applies in the case of the behema, and that indeed plays out so that we really have four parallel machlokot. Rabbi Meir's position consistently is it must be given to him in the permissible mode. And Rabbi Yehuda said you can give it to him in the non-permissible mode on condition that he then immediately moves it to the mode which is not problematic, not mechubar lekarka, and not a live behemot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll come to our final podcast in the first parak with the end of the final Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.